Classic De La Soul. Shout out all my hip hop heads on the check-in. Mix Show Madness. I'm reading this from CNN.com. Justin Timberlake is sharing that he's been battling some health issues as he concludes his Forget Tomorrow World Tour, including that he was recently diagnosed with Lyme disease. The Mirror singer opened up about his diagnosis in an Instagram post last week, writing that he wanted to shed some light on what he's been going through behind the scenes. Living with this can be relentlessly debilitating both mentally and physically, Timberlake wrote. When I first got the diagnosis, I was shocked for sure, but at least I could understand why I would be on stage and in a massive amount of nerve pain or just feeling crazy fatigue or sickness. Lyme disease is transmitted through the bite of a particular tick, the black-legged tick. And there are three stages of Lyme disease, which could include flu-like symptoms, dizziness, chest pain, palpitations, arthritis, facial nerve paralysis, ongoing joint pain, fatigue, depression, palpitations, and other neurological and cardiac involvement. Timberlake acknowledged that while he's typically a private person and was initially reluctant to speak about his health, he is choosing to open up about it because he's trying to be more transparent about his personal struggles so that they are not misinterpreted. And he also wants to help others. As someone that's a 15-year Lyme disease survivor, what got me about that article is that he doesn't want you to misinterpret what's going on with his health. And that's an issue that so many people that have Lyme disease and other neurological issues that I wrote a book many years ago called Invisible Bully. And people that have invisible scars that you can't see, someone's mental health issue, someone's sickle cell, someone's chemical imbalance, illnesses like multiple sclerosis, people tell you all the time, well, you look pretty good. And so that really caught my eye with this interview that he's concerned about his health and his wellness, but he's concerned about his image. And I went through that. As someone that has Lyme disease and has had it for quite some time and been through the ups and downs, I want to use this platform to the best of my ability to raise awareness about the illness. It's a very serious illness. I went through all of this stuff that's listed there. I know what it's like not to be able to keep anything down for basically months at a time. I know what it's like to have so much nerve pain that I literally had to crawl out of bed and crawl downstairs to call an ambulance because I was in so much pain. I know what it's like to have the depression. I know what it's like to even live now, as I've had this thing for many years. I've done the best that I could. I try to get as many steps in. I try to take care of myself. I lost weight to have less joint pain, but I'm in pain frequently, chronic pain. There are things with Lyme disease that are just so difficult. It's difficult to find a doctor. It's difficult to find an individual that can treat you longitudinally because Lyme disease is treated with antibiotics, and most doctors won't prescribe you antibiotics long term. I lost 3 years of my life where I basically couldn't get out of bed for 3 years. I lost everything to Lyme disease. I had to start my life over at 32 with a 460 credit score. But I say that, A, to raise awareness, and I'm not glad that Justin Timberlake has Lyme disease, but I hope that someone like him that has a huge platform, that has a huge following, that's an international superstar, can raise awareness, because Lyme disease is often misdiagnosed as other stuff. When I first got sick, I was basically told that I was insane and I was making it up. I literally had doctors say to my parents, "Your son needs to be institutionalized." So I just hope that awareness is raised. And for anyone listening out there, if you have Lyme disease or know someone that has Lyme disease, there is hope. I had a doctor. My doctor told me I'd never walk again in 2010. He said, "You'll never walk without a walker or a cane the rest of your life." And there are a lot of forums. There are a lot of support, quote unquote, groups for Lyme disease. And people are having a pity party. And they're talking about how their life sucks and how they're nauseous all the time. And they're in so much pain. And nobody believes me. And I encourage people, if you have an illness like that, get the hell away from people that are having a pity party. The world is going to go on with or without you. I tell people to stay vigilant, find the best doctor you can find, and fight that mother bleeper. Because ultimately, you have one lap around in this lifetime. And there are better treatments. I don't want to use the word cure. And yeah, I'm in a lot of pain at times, but I couldn't walk 15 years ago. So I'm grateful for the experience. I'm grateful for the opportunity. And I'm thankful for every single day. Every time that I can get in my car, every time that I can walk and take a 2-mile walk in the park, every time that I can walk into a Target or a Walmart, I'm blessed and highly favored. You're on the Rubicon with James Lewis, healthcare for the culture.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon in 3, 2, 1.
Sirius XM 141 ATR Voices is now airing both the Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lance J Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lance J Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.
If you see someone overdosing from drugs or alcohol, don't run. Call 911. Maryland's Good Samaritan law protects you. You cannot be legally arrested, charged, or prosecuted for using drugs or for simple possession. The person overdosing is protected too. If you see the emergency and choose not to help, the law won't protect you. Be a good Samaritan. Call 911, stay and help. Learn more at stopoverdose.maryland.gov.
James Lewis.
You dislike the decisions that I've made.
They have a poor impact. I feel like CEOs or people managing hospitals should be somebody who has a license.
But what about so you should not be able to
not if you
manage
don't have
a hospital if you don't have a nursing license.
Not a nursing license. It could be an MD.
I've worked with people that said that to me when I've been in executive roles. They're like, "Well, you're not a nurse. I'm not going to listen to you."
I feel,
and I'm like, "You are going to listen to me, or you're not going to have a job on Tuesday." Like, it's just let's work together.
I just don't think they really, people who don't come from that clinical background, who have not been on the front, they don't really have.
So you don't really respect what I do.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon, in 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios.